Episode 294, Wellness, What Is It? I am your host, Al Martinez, known as Alpha Mike. Today, we're going to dive into a segment that we're going to be doing on the podcast for listeners in the future, and that is on wellness. This episode will define what wellness is, so that way you don't have to second guess it. If you're interested in firearms training, self-protection, just knowledge on how you can stay alive in today's ill society, RaiderCopTac.com can help. I am a part of that. I am Alpha Mike, or you can also go to RaiderCop.com where you can hear all our podcasts from number 1 to number 294. That's a whole lot of podcasts you can hear wherever you get your podcasts. You'll learn more about us and about me. My passion, teaching you self-protection and firearms for you, for the benefit of your family, and for your friends and loved ones. So, hook us up if you're interested in Tampa Bay area, RaiderCopTac.com. You know, our society is becoming, I don't know, worse and worse. I'm sure you're listening to me and you can agree with the same principle, the same thing. But I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sure you're somewhere in that area also. The gaslighting, the lying, the government, the wimpy Republicans that do nothing, the government that's supposed to protect us, but we're somewhere way down in their priority list. We're checking into the airport with all kinds of documents and to prove where we are, while illegals can just jump on board an airplane. When we mention this, we're told, that's crazy, that's not happening. But we all know it's happening. Again, the gaslighting. We pay taxes to send to Ukraine to enrich oligarchs and a bunch of crooks and criminals. Instead of thinking about ending the war, no, our current leadership here wants to continue the war. A war that we really have nothing much to do with. Yeah, I know on MSNBB, whatever they're called, they go around saying that if you don't fund the war in Ukraine, it'll come down Main Street USA. Well, it's going to come down Main Street USA thanks to this administration's failure to secure the border. We could talk about it all day, but it's worthless because our government has decided to turn us in, throw us away, put us on the shelf. And the wimpy Republicans do nothing. Boy, can they talk up a storm. They're going to do, look at this paper. Here's this document. We got them now. And nothing happens. The wimpy Republicans. And it's sad. It's all a three-card Monty game. It's a charade. And the victims are we, the people. It's that simple. But what we want to do in this podcast, regardless if we get defunded or whatever, demonetized or whatever they want to do, is tell Americans just a little tidbit so they can put in their knowledgeable toolbox to survive. if something were to come, something were to happen. We all feel it. We all sense it. We all have enough common sense to know things are not right. But the wacky left will tell us, no, you're a conspiracy theorist, until the shit gets real. So it's time to focus on our survival. Focus on doing things differently than how you currently do it. Hours on your iPhone or your Android phone, searching the internet, looking at social media, wasting your time, looking at the mainstream media, which is an indoctrination center, you're wasting your time. It's time for you to educate yourself now. Educate yourself and your family on surviving. I don't want to get too much ahead of myself because I'm talking a lot on that subject, but that's going to be next week's podcast. Today it's about wellness, and I'm really eager and looking forward to doing those segments with my co-host Eminem. All right, let's turn to the book of Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, verse 3 to 8. And we're going to take a look at the mighty and powerful and amazing word of God. And starting at verse 3, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time to war, and a time of peace. God tells us there are seasons for things, and we are in a season, and it's kind of clear what seasons we are in. I encourage you to scrutinize, as the scripture says, the Bible, and really look and find that wellness, that spiritual wellness, because we are in a time, and I'll let you define what it is. This is episode 294. We are talking about wellness. What is it? We're going to define it. It's time to get the short bus out there, and we are going to kick it off with the main event.
And girls, children of all ages,
Episode 294, Wellness, What Is It? Let's kick it off and start off with spiritual wellness. But before I dive into that, wellness is what you, the listener, defines it as. I don't know how you deal with stress, but I do know that people don't deal with stress all at the same way. They have different methods that work for them. Some of them want to go on retreats. Some of them want to take days to themselves, read a book, see a movie. They have their friends, their confidants. We're going to talk about all that stuff. Maybe they work out, burn energy, eat well, very healthy. Whatever wellness is defined in your brain is what we will explore. But I'm going to give you a little breakdown of what we're going to do here, right? Because we got to have a little bit of organization when we start doing these shows. So one of the wellness segments will consist of the spiritual. And I'm not here to, you know, I can't say I'm not here to preach to you because I would be. But whether you believe what I'm saying, that's one of those seasons that we were talking about earlier in Scripture. You might not say, well, that's not for me. Then you're going to have to define your season. And if you define your season like I'm defining mine, and they're similar, you have decided to put God on the shelf. I would say, in my opinion, that your season will be worse than mine. But I'm here to discuss the spiritual aspect of things that are to come. And we live in bad times, horrible times. Scripture discuss these times in the Bible. The disciples asked Jesus about the parables that he would say, and they didn't understand a lot of it. And they were like bewildered. Is this going to happen next week? But the parables were not for their time. It was for another time, which is described in Scripture as the beginning of birth pains and then a terrible time. I believe that we are in the beginning of birth pains. We're seeing things that just doesn't make any sense in the natural, but it makes a lot of sense in the spiritual if I were to follow my guidebook, which is Scripture, the Bible. It says in the last days, people will be lovers of themselves. Children will be disrespectful towards parents, and so forth. It also says what is bad would be good and what is good would be bad. And I can go on and on. But part of this wellness is we need to look hard at our spiritual wellness. So when I put on a wellness episode, if it's going to deal with spiritual, I will say it in the title. So if it's not for you, you don't have to listen. If there's no way you're going to convince me, then you can come on and just peel your ears back and see if it makes sense what I'm saying. But we're going to dive into how the spiritual should not be your anxiety. So I can't look at Scripture and see verses in the book of Revelation towards what is known as the end of times or and so forth, or the second coming of Christ and the rule of the Antichrist, and to go, okay, you shouldn't have any anxiety over that. If you're a believer, you shouldn't, because you know about the rapture. But we'll leave it there. We're not going to get that far into the wellness aspect. Well, wellness is also about working out, being healthier. We all struggle with it. I'm one of those people too. And in order to have wellness, we need to, you know, do some type of exercise. Keep motion, keep your body moving, will prolong your life. It's recommended now that you should walk between 6 and 10,000 steps a day. And that's, you know, to keep you somewhat healthy. And as a society, we do a lot of sitting, which is not good. So, you know, if you are at work and you have to do a lot of sitting, try to do your work on standing up. Try to just keep some type of motion. When you get out, you know, when you got to go to the supermarket, don't park your car all the way up in the front door next to the cash register. Get some steps in by parking your car farther away in the parking lot. Whatever you can do to keep the motion going. Another aspect of wellness is eating right. You need protein and cut down on some carbohydrates and stuff like that. We could be here all day about fruits and vegetables. But we got to leave a lot of the junk food and a lot of the nonsense food that we know is bad for us. Okay? Sugar is not good. And we consume sugar in this country like it's going out of style. So that's a part of the wellness that we're going to be covering. Mental wellness. You can't fix a lot of the things in your life if you can't fix the computer that should help you run your life, and that's your brain. You have to be at peace with yourself, not fighting old battles. When I was a kid and when I was in third grade, I got my lunch stolen from me. You can't continue to live like that. And you got to have your mental stability. So wellness as far as mental aspect of it, the emotional aspect of it, extremely important as well. We're going to cover that. Financial, that's a big one. A lot of people depending more and more on credit. We are a society indebted to our slave owner. Scripture says, owe nothing to no one, so you will not be a slave. And we are indebted to our eyeballs, so our credit card companies are our owners. They are the slave owners, as we work to pay them homage. So financial is very important. And lastly, relationships. Now, relationships can mean a lot of things, unfortunately, today to a lot of people that it might have meant 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. But I'm covering here couples, male and female. If you want to hear me and you want to envision or have an imagination that it's male on male, female on female, that's on you. But that's not what I'm talking about. And if it offends you, there's nothing I can do about it, right? This is the problem that we have in our society. And I'll be closing with how to fix these problems. But couples, relationships, understanding each other, respecting each other. And there's so many little things that you should do during your relationship days that that is very instrumental in your relationship with your husband or wife. And it basically demonstrates the respect that you have for that individual. We'll dive into that as well. Wellness, again, is defined what means the most to you. If everything that I said is a check on the box, that means now your job is to place the wellness checklist in order of priority. What's most important on what I said, start checking them off, and now you have your priority list that we got to get going on. We got to work. We got things to do. We got to get off the couch. We got to put down the potato chip bag. We got to wipe our hands. And we've got to roll up our sleeves and get busy. It's important. We're running out of time. And procrastination is another disease that is overcoming American society. I encourage you to be a part of this wellness journey with Raider Cop Podcast. Myself and my co-host, Eminem, will tack these wellness programs. They're not going to be three-hour programs, so if you're looking for a three-hour program, you got the wrong place. We're going to hit hard and fast. There'll be probably, I would say, less than 30 minutes, but somewhere in the area between 15 to 30. And we'll break them down into categories and so forth. Why do we do this? Well, number one, we believe that a lot of people need to start hearing it. Number two, we're not exempt from it ourselves. So you carry a lot of what you're saying through examples in the school of hard knocks that kind of makes you a subject matter expert in a lot of areas. So together we take this road to make ourselves a better society because we need it. We cannot start hating on each other and at the end we end up eating each other. We can't. We have to stay focused as a people. Very important. All right. Up next, of course, that would be episode 295, titled In Silence, They Have Power. In Silence, They Have Power. Episode 295. For that one, I recommend you bring your seatbelt because we're going to take the long, hard ride into politics. It will not be a right thing and it won't be a left thing. It's going to be a common sense thing. So I encourage you to strap on and come along. If you're interested in getting your gun repaired and fixed, Pistol Pete the Gunsmith is the guy for you down in Miami. I've said it 1,000 times. If you don't live in Miami, you can send him your gun legally. Call Pete, and he'll explain how that's done. He's on Facebook. You can look him up. He is Pistol Pete the Gunsmith. He does magic. You're in the New Jersey area and looking for concealed weapon permit class. Karis, which is our co-host, Kilo Sierra, is the guy you're looking for. Supervilia Inc. Information is in the bottom of the show notes. Give him a call. Over a 20-year or 30-year, not sure which one. I keep on saying 20 to 30, but somewhere in the middle. Next time I speak to him, I'll ask him. But a world of experience, NRA instructor. And if you're down in the South Florida area, AAA Gun Safety Amalo, he will take you through a course. These are very good instructors, and I wouldn't be recommending them if they weren't. Keep yourself trained up. Keep your head on a swivel. Get yourself ready for the engagement. And pray to God you never have to use what you trained so hard to do. Keep yourself in prayer, because without you, we have nothing. Continue to pray for your family, your community, the law enforcement agencies that serve you. And most important, continue to pray for the United States of America. This is Al Martinez, better known as Alpha Mike. And I'll see you downrange.
Coming out right about the heck.
4323, QSI 1322.